A reading from Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes in various places, famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before this all occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand over you to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. Not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Good morning. Beautiful people of God, will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So let's bring this ancient story from the Gospel of Luke alive using Disney movies. We're going to use Disney movies as an example, and I'll tell you why. It's because I'm sure you've all seen a Disney movie, and I'm sure there are people out here who have seen the same Disney movie 100 times. So I think it's a good example. It's a simple example, but it's easy to get through. So Disney movies are written using the mythological approach called the hero's journey. So you may have heard of the hero's journey before. But before I dig into actually what the hero's journey is, I want to make a couple clarifying points. And one is, it's called the hero's journey, but for me, it's not gender specific. It's, you know, it's sheroes and heroes and theyros and however people identify. So it's certainly not gender specific. And we are in the Gospel of Luke. And in the Gospel of Luke, women play a significant role in the stories of that the author wrote. So I will use the word sheroes, heroes interchangeably in the story. So the Shiro's journey is a pattern of storytelling that appears in ancient myths, legends, novels, films throughout history, and even biblical stories. The pattern of storytelling was developed by the scholar Joseph Campbell, who loved reading from legends around the world. And through his readings, he found that there was a similar journey that all heroes in the stories, no matter where they lived or where or who they are or who wrote the story, they all went through a similar journey. So if you Google the hero's journey, what you'll see is a 12-step process from beginning to end that a hero goes through. So it goes something like this. There's a call to adventure or a call to action. There's a refusal of the call. There's meeting of a mentor or mentors along the journey. And then there's an acceptance to take this journey. And along the way in the story, the hero faces challenges and ordeals, conflicts, tests, and rewards. And when they finally make it through their challenge or ordeal, there has been a transformation that has occurred in either them or others. So the hero's journey has influenced writers and movie makers, often whether they know it or not. So this morning during the children's hour, I used the example of the Disney movie Finding Dory, because Finding Dory, I know you're all going to go watch it now, aren't you? Yeah. So Finding Dory is a classic example of the hero's journey, where Dory is looking for her parents. And that journey of finding her parents is just riddled with challenges that she eventually overcomes with her friends and with her mentors along the way. And they are whales and octopuses and ocean characters like that. But nonetheless, they are her journey partners along the way. And when she does make it to that point in her journey where she is reunited with her parents, she's changed. That the conflict that she experienced taught her to have self-confidence, taught her to have courage, taught her that she was more than that baby fish that suffered from memory loss. Now, if you aren't familiar with Disney movies, there are other well-known movies that follow the hero's journey, like Star Wars or The Hunger Games, Hobbit, Karate Kid, and again, lots of Disney movies. So we enter today's story with Jesus well into his ministry. We've already heard stories of his birth, his ability to heal, connect people, through loaves and fishes and make meals for 5,000. So we're not going to cover Jesus' entire ministry, nor are we going to cover the entire hero's journey. Today's scripture in the story of Jesus' ministry puts us in that part of the hero's journey that involves struggle and conflict, despair, and what to do in times of great challenge. It's that part of life or a part of an experience where we sometimes think about giving up. It's the part of the story that we sometimes don't know that we'll see the other side. In today's scripture, we get a very comprehensive of warnings from Jesus. The wording is unsettling. The warnings consist of destruction of temples, of places of grandiose where people come to worship and be with God. The warning is that will be destroyed. There's warnings of famine and earthquakes and other natural disasters. There's warning that we could be tempted to follow false prophets, that we would follow those who may ask us to follow them for less noble reasons. Generation after generation will experience events like this. So Luke's story comes alive as we consider that part of the faith journey when we're in the midst of the struggle and we wonder, where are you, God? And we rely on Jesus' words to bring us out to the other side so that we can be changed by the Spirit. So believe me, I know that conflict and ordeal, that part of the struggle and the hero's journey, or even in our relationship with God does not always result in kittens and rainbows. Scripture today might make us feel helpless and timid. Suffering means pain, destruction, despair. And it's not just us. It's what's happening in our society, in the environment, in our personal lives, our families, and maybe even our church community. The true vision of Jesus' words today is that dramatic events of conflict and struggle are a necessary step for growth and speaking God's truth. So the story, thankfully, that Irene read us does not end with the warnings, but Jesus also provides us with the spiritual resources to get through that part of the hero's journey. So if you remember the scripture, it was all bad news, right? But Jesus is actually being compassionate. Maybe a little edgy for timing's sake, but compassionate all the same. The gospel offers us these spiritual resources to deal with pain, suffering, and uncertainty by trusting in Jesus' words, as harsh as they may be, that by trusting we can open ourselves up to the Spirit of God in and around us so that we may endure. And when we endure, we have the faith to withstand the struggle. For those who can see the power of God at work are filled with joy. It's here, it's in this space of struggle where we can think about who we might be or who we might become. It's not the end of the journey. It is an opportunity. Jesus' message today is a prophetic teaching, leading followers to believe in a divine experience. Yet not all will accept the challenge or endure, but will get stuck in that part of the journey, bearing false witness and seeking relief in unhealthy ways. The impact from the warnings of our scripture today about destruction, famine, and environmental disasters takes months and years to be restored and transformed. Things were scary and uncertain in these ancient times, and things are scary and uncertain today. So friends, I fear that I may have ruined your movie-going experience. Not sorry. But my prayer to you is that you will find new hope in your own experiences as you see your journey and the journey of others with new eyes. That you will recognize that transformation is born out of conflict and uncomfortable times, and this recognition involves and extends into our community. We may not personally be struggling or be facing an ordeal, but somebody next to us is. Let's trust that the assurance from God not to be afraid, that we are always in good hands. The promise of God endures, and the words of Jesus and Jesus' words 2,000 years old are just as relevant today as they were then. So we have been warned, we have been given spiritual resources, and now we're like Dory, and we're crossing over and transformed, reaching that part of the hero's journey that's about transformation. And the end is this, from Jesus, verses 18 and 19, Jesus says this, "Because those who endure, not a hair on your head will perish," thank you, "and you will gain your soul." So friends, I had the privilege yesterday of attending a meet and greet here in the congregation. I got to meet so many of you. And I had three questions. And I hope you remember these questions. Who are you? What is your name? Number two is, how long have you been here? And number three is, what keeps you coming back? And I heard stories, and I heard about why people come to this church and this congregation, and it is grounded in this part of the hero's journey, that it is about finding community to help us through the journey, individually and collectively. And that's what it's all about. So, as wonderful and gut-wrenching as these times may be, you are the hero of your journey, and you are surrounded by help and those who want to help. And God is there, in us, around us, and with us. Let's go through this together as community. Let's go through this as a community of Christ. And with Jesus' words of assurance as our guide, that we are in good hands. May it be so. Amen. Amen. Amen.